This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A Dadsnet original podcast.
Welcome back to the Dadsnet podcast. We've got another special guest with us this week. And I mean, we have a lot of guests who can share some useful insights into parenting. But maybe, just I'm going to throw this out there, but maybe what we're going to discuss today, every single family, probably in the world, really needs to listen and could benefit from this conversation. It is author Mitch Lane. How are you, Mitch?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And I guess, like, you know, part of the reason for the introduction is that I think that every single parent will be interested to know how they can feed their family for a fiver in 30 minutes, which is obviously what your latest books share.
Yeah. That's it. Don't get me wrong, it's incredibly difficult out there at the moment. Trying to keep everything like within a fiver budget, especially the cost of living, because everything's just going up and up and up all the while. But it is with a few little tips and tricks and a bit of clever shopping, then you can still do it for under a fiver. Yeah. And you'd be surprised what you can make for a fiver as well. It comes as a shock to some people. So it is doable, but it's tough. Yeah.
Well, okay, let's come back to a couple of the tips. Don't give away all of the book's secrets because people need to go and buy the book. But we'll come back to that. But like, tell me, because you're not, I learned that just when we were chatting just now, but I learned this isn't your day job yet. So how did you get into cooking and, you know, that side of social media?
I've always wanted to be involved with food for as long as I can remember. And I've always been the cook in our house as well, because my missus just can't cook whatsoever.
Does she admit that?
She does admit it, to be fair. And like, I don't take the mick out of her for it or anything. So I feel like we know our place in the house. Like, I'll handle the cooking, you handle that, I'll handle that. And everyone's got the job, do you know what I mean? But I've always been involved with the cooking side of things at home. And there's been times, you know, where we've had to really live on a budget and things have been tight. And we've had to be quite creative with what kind of meals we're creating. We've had to be careful what we're spending on shopping. It kind of comes from that background, really, where we've just had to live and breathe it, unfortunately, where we've had to create these cheap meals. And I just thought, you know what? We can't be the only ones that are like struggling to feed, you know, our kids and try and find something nutritious but cheap and quick. So I thought, you know, let's show people how to do it as well. Let's show people the ideas and all the different things you can make on a budget. And that's kind of like where the idea of the books came from, and really like where the videos come from as well on the social media. So, yeah, it's kind of like the background of it, really.
I mean, I guess that's the best way that's what people want to hear, isn't it? It's like they want to see and hear from people who have been there, they've done it, they're living it. It's not, you know, it's not just for social media. Like, this is actually your family's life. This is what you're cooking you and your kids and your family for tea.
Well, exactly that. Every video you see on social media, we eat it. Like, it's tried and tested. Like, my kids have eaten it all, whether it's a pie, you know, a curry, a chili, whatever. But I'm sure there's parents in the same boat as me where my kids are just mega fussy. Like, it's hard, isn't it, to like find something and put something on the table that everybody in your house is going to want to eat. It's tough. Because like my son went through this stage, all he wants to eat is plain pasta. Don't get me wrong, it's easy.
That's under a fiver.
Some pasta and chuck it on a plate, like, but it ain't like something that we all want to be eating. So I find myself doing like 2-3 meals some nights just because they're so fussy. But yeah, it is hard out there at the moment to like keep it cheap and keep it nutritious. So yeah.
Tell me, I've just recently got an air fryer. And it's okay. A bit of a game. I feel like it's a bit of a game changer. I haven't really touched the oven since. Like, tell me about air fryers. Like, how would you recommend them? Are they good? Like, do you have recipes that use air fryers?
Yeah, to be honest, I was late to the air fryer scene myself. I've only just recently had one as well. But for money saving, they're fantastic. Because you're obviously heating like a smaller space. You haven't necessarily got to wait for it to heat up as well. So they are brilliant in that respect. I am lacking on air fryer recipes. I do keep getting a lot of requests to do some air fryer recipes. But I've done some simple things in there. I've tried chicken wings in there. They come out fantastic. Really crispy on the outside. But I find it's quite convenient as well. Like if you're having like a mega busy day, you've just gone home from work, you don't really feel like cooking a huge meal, or the kids are being fussy and they don't want to eat what you're eating. It is quite easy to just put something frozen in there and it cooks it quick as well. So they're convenient and they are cheap. So yeah, I'd definitely recommend having one for sure. But I need to experiment with it a little bit more before I can commit to saying, yeah, I can do a lasagna in it, or I can do a cottage pie in it, or whatever.
Yeah, they're the hard ones. when I said I've been using it, like I've basically done some sausages. That was it.
Yeah, I'm the same. It's just simple things. But you do hear about people like cooking full-blown like roast dinner, don't you? And like, how are you playing that one off? Like a lasagna, for example, there's people cooking full-blown things in it like that. So yeah, obviously, it's something we've just got to have a play with and experiment.
Well, let's see. Let's wait for the next book, which can be Feed Your Family for Under a Fiver in Under 30 Minutes in an air fryer.
You know what? I love that idea. I love that.
I'll let you have it for free. There you go.
Thank you. I'll credit you.
So, all right, let's dive into, okay, if someone's, you know, coming to you and they just want, like, one killer tip to... But let's do the shopping first. Like, what do they need to do when they're in the supermarket to try and get get what the ingredients that they need for a good, nutritious thing for value for under a fiver?
There's a few things you've really got to think about. I think like before you even go into the supermarket, you've got to have planned your meals in advance. Like you've got to really know what you're going to be eating that week, because if you don't go in there with a plan of action, I've done it myself, and you're just going to dash in a load of stuff. And before you know it, you've got a load of random ingredients that you think's nice in there at the time because, you know, you're just chucking it in willy-nilly. But you ain't really got anything like to make a meal of such. Like you might have chicken breast, but then what are you going to have with it? You know, you might have a piece of fish, but then what are you going to have with it? So have a plan of action before you go in there. Plan what you're going to do and then get the ingredients based on what you've planned. But also, I think, like, I've always said it, find meals that have got crossover ingredients. Example, chili con carne and a curry. Onions, chilies, garlic, coriander, similar spices such as chili powder, turmeric. They're crossover, but two totally different meals. So, yeah, I would also recommend kind of thinking of ingredients like that as well.
Yeah. Talking about chili and curry was just making me feel quite hungry.
Honestly, mate, I'm absolutely starving. Like, I ain't eating anything yet today. I'm just going to get something a bit. I'm starving today.
I know. And like, if you just spend, I don't know, a few minutes, like, on your feed, on your Instagram, it just looks really good.
Honestly, it's dangerous. If you start watching, like, TikTok or Instagram on an empty stomach, you just know, right? You're gonna end up ordering something in because you're just gonna be like, I'm so. Especially if it's late at night, you're gonna end up, oh, I'm in bed now. What can I order in? Can I get a pizza? Can I get a kebab or whatever?
Yeah, but you know you are contributing to that. That's people like you who are making people like me do that.
I'm trying to help people save money, but then in turn I'm making them spend more money by making them hungry in the evenings.
Exactly, yeah. For every pound we save for getting under a fiver, we spend it on Deliveroo.
That's it. But how expensive is it these days, though, to order off Deliveroo and just eat? It's mad, isn't it?
I know. Because also they don't show that cost until the end. So you go through it, you're thinking, okay, fine. And then right at the end, it just jumps up.
That's exactly the problem I had a couple of weeks ago. Like, I very rarely use it, to be honest. But then, like, I think we totted up about 20 quid off at, like, this Chinese. I'm like, do you know what? That ain't bad, really. Next thing you know, it's coming in, like, it's 31 quid. They'd, like, charge me for, like, a bag, like a service charge, a delivery fee, and all these other things. And I'm like, hang on a minute. It's like an extra like tenner, I think it was on there.
Yeah. It's not right. We should be buying. Do you know what? Buying your book is probably going to be better than any Deliveroo.
Well, it's only 8 quid at the moment on Amazon as well, so it's really cheap at the moment. So the cost of the book is cheaper than the service charge on Just Eat and Deliveroo.
Yeah, well, there you go. That should be your next ad driver. Like, just eat that. So you've got two kids, three kids, one stepchild. What do you do when they're fussy? Because fussy eating is a massive for parents. You know, like you say, if they're just eating beige carbs, how do you get them to eat something else?
To be fair, I have noticed if they're involved in picking the meals and involved in the cooking process, they are more likely to eat it. It still ain't guaranteed, though, you know. Like, my kids are bad fussy, so don't take my word for it as gospel, all right? But, if you're making some homemade pizzas, if they're involved in making the dough, if they're involved in topping it off with the sauce and whatever toppings they want, and they can see that meal being created in front of them, they know what's going on in it. A great way of, like, getting them to try and eat it a little bit better. But I think you've just got to experiment. Like, my son, for example, I said earlier, he only eats pasta with nothing on it. But then he won't think twice. You know, them little jarred pickled chilies? Yeah. Like, he'll happily sit there, like, chewing on them. And you're like, mate, you won't eat, like, saucy pasta, but you'll happily, like, chew on a jalapeno. So I just think it's finding what they like, really, and, like, trying to just a bit of experimenting in a way.
Yeah, next time do a jalapeno sauce.
Yeah, blitz up some jalapenos. But he's sitting there, right, and you can tell it's spicy because even I can't sit there eating the jarred jalapenos one after the other. And he's sitting there going, like, pulling all these faces, right, but still carries on eating them.
Amazing. You got to love kids sometimes. I also find that they go in phases, don't they? Like, my son, like, he would only eat Nanny's pasta, which is basically a tomato sauce that his Nan made, but no one else could make it. Even if Nanny told us how to make it and we made it, he'd be like, no, it's not Nanny's. We're like, but it's the same. It's literally the same ingredients. Exactly. Just I made it, not Nanny. And that was fine. So for a month or two, it was like, right, our go-to was just Nanny's pasta. We had it like in the freezer, like ready to go in little batches. What do we do for dinner? Oh, Nanny's pasta. He'll eat that. And then all of a sudden he wakes up one day and decides he doesn't like Nanny's pasta.
So it's like it happens overnight, isn't it? Like,
why is that? Is there science behind that, or is it just them being little dickheads?
I wish I knew, because do you know my eldest, right? She went through a phase where she wouldn't even eat chips. She'd just gone off overnight. She'd gone off chips. Yeah. I'm thinking, what kid out there don't really like chips? So it is. It's just like, I feel like the taste buds are just changing every day. And I honestly wish I had the magic potion to explain how to get good food into your kids. But if they're fussy, it's just, you just got to experiment. That's all I can say. It is tough to do it, to be honest.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess you just got to ride it out, haven't you, sometimes? And
yeah. I mean, everyone always says to me, I bet your kids eat well. I bet you know, all the food you're cooking, they're always eating well. And I'm like, honestly, no, because, like, I'll cook them something and, like, they'll be like, yeah, don't really like this gravy. Yeah, don't really like this sauce you put on this. I'm thinking to myself, damn, like, what a man got to do to feed his kids these days? Like, just get a frozen pizza out or something and like
show them on Instagram. Say, yeah, but all these people really like it.
Yeah, all these people have got the seal of approval, but yeah, Marky, yeah,
it's nah. just you. You're the
just
one
you,
that. Kids. Like, he's the one giving you a right. thumbs down on YouTube.
Yeah. The thing is, right, if we go to somebody else's house, and for example, one of Marky's doesn't like curry. We went to one of our friends' house the once and he cooked curry. Guess what? She sat there and ate it. Mm. So it's just sometimes I feel like it's their own parents cooking. They just don't like it. So I don't know. I just don't know what it is really.
There's no rhyme nor reason. They're just irritating kids sometimes.
Mm. Yeah.
Speaking of irritating kids, what? let's move away from food slightly. What, as a dad, like what for you has been like the biggest challenge just in, you know, in your journey as a dad? Like what moment has just been the hardest part of, you know, of that experience?
I can only really, there's been a lot. Like, let's face it, I mean, we know how tough it is from day one when they're born. I don't think the worry ever stops, does it? Mm. Like, I'm always thinking about them and like, I mean, I'm like, ever since I had kids, like I just become a bit of an emotional wreck. Like before I had kids, I was just like, I don't think I really think I cared about anything really. It was just like, you know what, whatever. I think when I had kids, I started noticing myself getting a lot more emotional and I started crying at films, you know.
Yeah, Bluey.
At that point, I knew. I started crying at one of the Toy Story films, and I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm a broken man. Like, they've broken me already.
Yeah.
But I think what's tough is, I think letting them go. Like, when my daughter started primary school, I was a wreck that day seeing her go in because, like, you're always worried, aren't you? Is she going to be okay around with kids? Is she going to socialise? Is she going to behave herself? There's all these worries that go through. So, yeah. I couldn't honestly pinpoint it to one thing. I just feel like I've worried since day one, since there was porn, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean,
what would you say? What's been like the toughest thing for you?
Yeah, I think the toughest thing is knowing the correct decision to make at any given moment. And and that can be as small as are they eating enough? And then in the same breath, I'm thinking, are they eating too much? And like, you're just like constantly kind of being like, oh God, like, I don't know whether this is the right decision. And then like you scale that up and you think, oh, maybe like when you're choosing what school to go to, is that the right school to go to? Or is that the right school to go to? And you think school has such a profound impact on every single person growing up. Like, I remember my school, everyone remembers their school experience. And then you think, God, I need to make this choice. Like, well, because otherwise, is it going to screw them up for life if it's the wrong decision? So that for me is the hardest part of being a dad. Like, I just don't know whether I'm doing
like,
a good job
the
or not.
Decision making, it is tough. School wise, I just don't think. I feel like to a point, right? If your kid wants to learn, they'll learn. You can send them to whatever school you wanted to. You know, you hear about people spending tens of thousands of pounds worth a year on private schools, don't you? Mm. And that ain't to say that kid's going to go there and actually learn or listen or take part, you know. Like, I suppose if the kid's got it in them, they'll do it. If they ain't got it in them, it just doesn't matter. You know, it just doesn't matter where you put them.
Yeah, so. I agree with that. Like, a lot of these decisions, ultimately, it doesn't really matter because kids are pretty resilient. But I know that. But I never feel that.
I know. Look, you always feel responsible, don't you? Like, have I done the right thing? Am I being a good dad? Am I spending enough time with my kids? Am I taking them to the right after school clubs? Like, do they want to do dance? Do they want to play football? Like, you know, you start to wonder, am I doing all the right things? And I just feel like, does anybody really know the answer? I feel like parenting is just one of the things, like, depends on your kids. And it just depends on what environment they're in as well. Like, I suppose the only thing we can do is try and put them in the best environment around the best people.
Yeah, exactly. You know, as well, like another big thing that we promote at Dad's Net is to just to be there. Like, just the fact that you're there spending time with your kids in a positive way is so much more than so many situations. So, you know, the rest you can kind of work out and just kind of fumble your way through it. But if you're there, that's like 80% of the battle.
Yeah. Do you know one thing I've noticed as well? Like when you can be at home, your kids can be kicking off, you know, they can be playing or messing around, trashing the place. And you're like, oh, I can't wait to get out of this house now. I cannot wait to get out of the house. Mm. But now I'm at work, right? I'm sitting here thinking, do you know what? I wish I was at home spending time with the kids.
Yeah.
Why is it like that? Like you're with them, right? And you can't wait to get away from them some days. But then when you're not with them, you just want to be home and spending time with them. That's one of the worst things I've noticed as well.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I do agree. It's there's a lot to it. So just so I don't keep up too much of your time, but tell me, like, what's next for you? Like, what have you got planned? Like, where do you want to go with all this?
To be honest, I don't know. Like, I've never really looked too far into the future. I feel like what has already happened to me is already more than what I could have ever imagined would have happened. So, like, I've achieved more now in like the past few years. Like if you just said to me 3 years ago, Mitch, you're gonna have two cookbooks out, you're gonna have cooked live on telly, you're gonna have, you know, cooked on the BBC Good Food Show, whatever. I just said, stop it. Stop talking out your backside. None of that's ever gonna happen. So I feel like what I've done now is already incredible. So whatever comes of it now, really, is just, for me, just a bonus. Like, I'm just quite content with my life. I'm quite happy, really. And, like, I don't really look too far into the future. Yeah, you never know how long stuff's going to last for, do you? So.
Well, exactly. Just keep riding the wave, and then when
that's
it's...
That's it.
See where it can take, where it takes
that's
you.
That's it.
I think, so first of all, if anyone wants to follow Mitch, we'll drop a link in the description and we'll link to the latest book as well. I just don't know why anyone wouldn't be interested in checking that out. But Mitch, thank you so much for joining
us. Thanks for having me, mate. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, let's get you back on. Like when the next book comes, or even before, let's get you back on and maybe, or come around my house and do some live cooking in my house. How about that?
That's a nice idea, actually. Yeah, well, we could do that. Get a bit of live cooking on the go.
Right.
Why not?
Let's get a date.
Make it happen.
No, seriously, thank you so much, mate.
Pleasure. Thank you. Cheers.
A Dad's Net original podcast.